think we all right. Say something.
Hello.
Hello. There you go. I can hear you in my head.
Here's our list. Our special list.
He's got the list ready. Excellent. Well, I've already started. I did that last week, didn't I?
You've got to stop surprising me like that. I sound totally unprofessional, like I don't know what I'm doing. I wonder why that is.
Don't need a wee this time, though.
No, I'm fine, actually.
You're okay.
I don't need a PSW this week.
Yes. Are we going to use that now from now on? And think everyone else should do that too.
Hashtag PSW.
Hashtag read.
Hashtag read, yes.
Oh, no one's listened to last week, I don't think.
No.
No, they wouldn't have done, because it's not been released yet. But anyway, hello. Welcome to Practically Superheroes.
Hello.
I'm Steve Bradley.
And I'm Abby Norman.
And this is episode two. Duh.
Yes. I can't think of two in another language, so I'm just going to say yes.
We. Which is not a number, but it is yes in French.
Yes.
So we are talking French now.
Bilingual now as well.
We are, yes. Well, superheroes around the world, we don't just zone in on the English, the Western.
No. Yeah.
Global.
Yeah,
problems.
Global superheroes.
We solve global
practical
problems.
Global superheroes.
So, let's start off this week's show with the news. News. So, have you been watching X Factor?
Yeah, I have.
I don't want you to look at my screen.
No, okay, I'm not looking. He wants to surprise me with some hilarious story from the news.
Well, this is not a hilarious story, but it is to do with...
Serious story.
It's not serious, but it's about X Factor.
It is serious. It's about X Factor, Steve.
Okay, yeah. So, I haven't been watching X Factor. I've seen a little bit of the live shows, like maybe three performances, but you've been watching it, right?
Yeah.
So, Tamara Foster forgets her words for a third time on X Factor.
Yes.
So, what the hell?
I know.
Three times that she's forgotten her words.
It was so bad last night.
Tell me about the first time.
I did feel really bad for her because she
drunk
looked
in that picture.
Absolutely like mortified. A crestfallen woman. I mean, it was just,
what
she
was
looked
she
mortified. Do you know what? I can't remember, actually. Does it not tell you there in your special story?
She performed Impossible.
That's right, because they were doing... It was
James
like
Arthur's.
The 10-year anniversary of The X Factor. So all of the acts were singing something that one of the X Factor winners had sung. And, yeah, she was singing Impossible, which hasn't got that many words, has it?
I mean, no,
let's face it kind of goes
not
impossible,
so much.
Impossible, impossible. Yeah.
As demonstrated by Abby Norman
you.
There. Thank you.
I know, I'm going to be on next year now. Simon Cowell's going to be, you know, ringing us up right now, asking. And it was awful. It was just so...
Cringy.
Really, really cringy. And in fact...
Oh, no.
Gary Barlow did say, I just find it so hard to watch you because it's so difficult to watch.
Oh, no. Right. Well, they've got the video, I think, on Daily Mail, our favourite news source of the world.
Oh, yes. So where all the important news stories
are. I think we're going to hear it.
Forgotten again.
No.
Oh, she's forgotten again.
Oh, thank God that stopped because I was going to shut my laptop down then.
Actually painful, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
I mean, bless her. She's only 16.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's massive, massive pressure. But I do think, and I know this is going to sound mean.
Right.
She's got one song to learn, an entire week.
Yes,
to learn one song, which is, you know, you kind of know it anyway. It's in the public.
It's not a completely
obscure song that you've never heard of before. Now,
Gary Barlow wasn't as impressed. Right. He said it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know how you solved this problem. It's excruciating watching this happen again. It was in the wrong key and forgetting the words. It was really difficult to watch. I'm sorry.
To be fair, now, Gary and I agree on everything.
Yes, yeah, close
me,
friends.
Me and Gary, we always agree on the X Factor act. And it was, I can confirm, ladies and gentlemen, yes, it was far too low for her.
But I
do find that on the X Factor, that they often... in a really a key that they is not for them. It's quite strange, actually. The arrangements are really odd.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's because they're very good singers, but they don't have very good range. That's technical,
possibly.
Isn't it?
Yes. Mm. Yes, for all you singers out there.
I think I should be the fourth judge. Or the fifth judge. Sorry. Oh, there I go again. Last week I couldn't count how many letters they were in the word.
Great when
Oh dear.
So,
but yeah, bless her.
The next one I've got is from X Factor as well.
Good.
Nicole Scherzinger sparks reports of drinking on X Factor again after posting a picture with half-drunk bottle of champagne.
Well,
you can see it there.
Yeah. Oh, there she is, old Scherzy. But I mean, some of the stuff she says is quite crazy.
Yeah, she's a bit of a nutter.
Yeah. I mean, quite fun. Like, she's a great judge, I think, because she does come out with crazy stuff, but like, she's likable. I think she is likable.
Yes. And she always stands up and starts giving it some...
Yeah, she like totally...
You can't see me now, but I'm flinging my arms around.
Yeah, that's Steve is getting down.
Yeah,
woo!
Man. Just...
Yeah.
She always...
You and Scherzy, you're like cut from the same cloth.
We are.
Yeah.
So
we're thinking that she might be half-cut.
She's a bit of a drinker, apparently, on X Factor. And
wow.
I suppose that's a bit of a... that picture is not particularly... That doesn't look half-drunk, does it? That
no.
could be well... It's open.
You can't see. It's like really blurry in the background, you know.
And I think,
she may
and
have
I
had
think,
a drink,
And I think she's got a coffee by her side
she has,
as well.
She
so
has.
She's not stupid.
So she's taking it quite sensible. One sip of the champers, one sip of the coffee. Cancels each other out.
Yeah. So we got another one here.
Okay.
Stop looking.
I'm cheating.
Why you should dress your child as a zombie next Halloween.
Okay.
So
why should you?
Right. So there's a guy... that has set up Zombabies.
Zombabies, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This guy says, I created Zombabies to answer the calls of mummies and daddies sick of dressing their babies as pumpkins or lions for Halloween.
Yeah, I have seen
True
a
that.
Lot of pumpkins. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
For those of us who march to the beat of our own drum, we find the baby costume industry sadly lacking in originality. Zombabies began as a silly idea. Oh, because it's not silly anymore.
No. Conceived, it's very serious.
Conceived of at a wedding when a friend mistook a crawling infant for a torso-only zombie. So, I'm going to show you this picture now. That is the costume.
That's
disgusting, isn't it?
You have got to look this up. That is wrong. That is all shades of wrong. I can't
that
tell you
how wrong
this is. That is a
torso baby costume.
Yeah.
So for anyone out there that can't see it, Google it because you have to see it. But it's a full length for a baby, but it's a torso of of an upper body of an adult. And the shirt is cut off and there's just guts.
Entrails.
Yes. Obviously the feet go in some of... Possibly that's the stomach. Maybe that might be the foot.
Oh, that is
an
so
intestine.
Wrong.
And that's basically... So when the baby's crawling along, it looks like a torso.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
That's disgusting.
Who would put their baby in that? Oh,
well,
God, somebody. Well, there's obviously...
Don't want a pumpkin?
I'd rather have a pumpkin, I
think
have
that's
to say.
Far cuter. Mm. As much as I hate seeing... Did you do anything for Halloween this year?
Yeah, we did actually.
Did you?
Our local pub had a little free barbecue for Halloween, and we did go along. And it was also our friend Stu's stag party weekend.
Cool.
Yes, they were getting dressed up anyway. in Halloween gear. So they were going round, you know, just to warm up for the next day when the stag party actually happened. So Adam was dressed as the Joker. Pretty impressive,
nice,
actually. Very impressive. I'll put this picture up so you can see.
Yes.
Stuart was dressed, I like to call it Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah, love that. What a great film.
Yeah, I was going with Teen Wolf, and Adam did have to point out to me after calling him Teen Wolf all night, it's not actually a Teen Wolf costume, Abby, it's just a werewolf.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot that
calling
they were
him
actual
Teen Wolf.
Werewolves. Yeah, and I didn't go to town quite so much. I just had a pair of ears on, and everybody did comment that I just looked like I was going to work. There was absolutely no difference.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, I might as well have not bothered. I just looked completely normal.
Completely
Nobody batted
average.
An eyelid.
They thought, oh, there's Abby. She hasn't bothered to dress up.
Yeah, but the boys did look very impressive, and there was a barbecue, which was very nice, I thought.
Oh,
but
good.
No, normally I wouldn't bother, to be honest. Not into Halloween.
No, me neither. I bought... I didn't know, because it's the first time in the flat that I'm in, Halloween, and I didn't know if I'd get any trick-or-treaters in the block of flats.
Yeah.
And so what I did was, on the way home, I bought like a pack of fun-sized marbles.
Just in case, yeah.
And didn't get anyone. So,
so you ate them all. Now, Adam had like pre-bought actually like a little fun pack of like, various things. And there was a knock on the door, and I was like, don't! Only give them the chomps. Don't give them chomps and the curly whirlies. Do not give them the Milky Ways. And he told me off. He said that was like wrong. But
well,
they're my favourites.
You can't.
Everything else was really good. There was like chocolate buttons.
You're
and everything.
Giving away free
Everybody
sweets.
Everybody hates
give
the
them
chomp.
The,
like they're going to be happy.
Yes.
If they get anything, they're going
to
be happy.
The chomps are the hardest
so
to get through.
Give them the chomps is
they,
what I say.
Why does a chomp always last about 25 minutes?
Yeah.
They're the hardest to eat, aren't
and
they?
They're not even nice.
It's just
you always
tough.
Regret it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agree. Solving the world's problems here, people.
Yeah. That's what you do. Yeah. That's what a superhero does on Halloween.
Gives away their chomps.
Give away the rubbish.
Give away the chomps. Every year, this is a fun fact, every year 600 people die in America by falling out of bed.
Falling out of bed?
Falling out.
Wow.
How high are their beds in America?
I sort of stopped falling out of bed when I was a child.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, but wow.
So
that's serious. Okay, so Steve, as a practical superhero,
because this is a practical problem,
how are you going to solve that issue?
I see a few options.
Mm.
One, don't put deadly, sharp stakes / corner cabinets by your bed, because clearly that's what's happening.
Yeah, do you think it's people like clocking themselves on the corner?
I think it's
got to
be because
cabinet.
Who you other than that, you've got
to really fall
you've got
hard,
to really,
haven't you?
You've got to land pretty badly on something pretty deadly.
Yeah, some bear
going
traps.
From because going from don't leave bear
that's
traps.
The trouble there.
You've got to put your bear traps away, guys.
You really need to have those in
put
a special
them away.
Cupboard.
Lock them away before you go to bed, because what 2-3 feet? That's all you're falling.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Or you put like Mr. Sizzle here has got ramps.
Yeah.
Hasn't he? So
he's
you
got
could,
a bad back. Bless
he's got
him.
A bad back. So you don't want him to jump around on anything. Yeah. So you've got ramps so he can get to places. So you could put ramps
I like it.
At the side of your bed. And then you don't fall, you roll.
Yeah. That's nice. That's quite fun at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah. You'd fall out and go, oh no. Whee!
Yeah, I like that.
And then
that is nice.
At the end
I
of
think
the...
I'd just get that anyway, just for fun.
Yes. Well, there you go. Yeah. I think that's our niche.
I think we have solved it.
Yes. Patent to copyright
one,
Steve Bradley Abernorman 2013. And then at the end of the ramp, you have like loads of like cuddly toys and pillows and love at the end
that
of the bed. So you go,
that's
oh
really
no,
nice.
I'm.
Oh. You've got to have quite a big bedroom for all of this, haven't you? I mean, because I was thinking that you could have like a secondary bed, like around the bed. So like an extra kind of bed so that you roll out and you just fall onto another slightly lower bed.
What, like a step?
A succession of bed steps.
No, like just Mr. Case. Slinkies that go down the...
Sleeping Slinkies.
Just gradually go douche, douche,
onto soft, beautiful, probably memory foam mattresses.
Yes, you fall, you sink, and you fall again.
That's quite good. So but you would have to have a large bedroom.
That would be quite a big room.
Yeah.
You have to walk up steps to get to your bed.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, you know, it's safer than dying by falling out of bed.
Because, you know, you could. 600 people every year. It's a dangerous thing. We need to think about this.
Absolutely.
But we've solved that.
We've solved that. So that's the news for this week. Woo! We're going to have some jingle there. Insert jingle here. So... what's next on our list? Is it the word? Oh, superpower. No, superpower.
Yeah. We need to talk about our
superpower of the week. So other than superpower of the week being to make beds safer for the 600 people in America.
We've solved that now for them. I hope they're listening. I hope
America's listening. All of America.
Yeah, they're definitely listening. Yeah. My superpower that I would like to have this week is having had a bit of a like a session over the weekend, I've decided that I would like to have the power to be able to get drunk but never have a hangover.
That's such an awesome superpower.
And I think that's a great superpower.
That's why wasn't that the first thing we thought of when we discussed this segment?
Yeah. I think it's a really good superpower. And I am someone that really suffers from a hangover.
Right.
So to me, this would like revolutionise my life.
Everyone's life.
I mean, I have got a mini superpower on a personal level that I know when I reach my level
of
no return of drinking.
You know.
I'm like, I need to... No, one more and I'll be hungover. And I'm really good.
You know your hungover level.
I'm like, I'm stop. No, no more. And I'm really good at being like, no, you can't take
me for another one. And no one says, here's a shot. Go on, Abby, go on.
No, I'd never take it. No, I've learnt the hard way. So I would like this power so I wouldn't have to,
So you basically just, you can feel the effects of the alcohol.
Yeah.
But not past the point of
you can have all
paralytic.
The fun,
yes,
and then there's no hangover.
And then so the next day you're like, oh, let's do it again.
Yeah, let's get back on the horse. And actually, this was inspired because I saw this story in the Daily Mail.
Oh, love the Daily Mail.
There is a professor, and he says that he can invent a pill so that you could get drunk. And then at the end of the night, you take this pill and you'll immediately sober up. It's like an antidote to alcohol.
Oh, my God. And he's developed this. Or he can.
Yes. And his name is Professor Nutt. The Nutty Professor.
Fantastic.
Yes. Apparently, he was sacked from his post as the government's chief drugs advisor in 2009.
He said, I've got exactly what we need to develop.
Because he was the man that declared that cannabis, ecstasy and LSD were less harmful than alcohol and cigarettes.
Is that why he got sacked?
So he was sacked. Yes, but he says that it's perfectly possible to create alcohol that wouldn't, like, give you a hangover. Amazing. I think we should be pouring lots of money into this man.
Wow.
He's practically a superhero like ourselves.
Absolutely.
We should get him on. Let's have Professor Nutt on next week. But yeah, he says...
So he's developed alcohol. Oh, no, he's developed a pill.
He says that he can.
He says that he can develop a pill.
Gosh, we're really good at like reading these articles and getting the actual point across. It's probably, I've probably made half of this up.
It doesn't matter.
But he says, it doesn't matter.
It's
practically true.
Exactly. we're delivering practical stories.
Healthy alcohol would work in a similar manner to conventional alcohol.
Healthy
Ultimately,
alcohol.
It would affect the brain in the same way. But without a hangover.
See, this is where we need to up taxes for this guy.
He needs to be the next prime minister. Really, I mean, that is incredible, amazing,
legend.
I'd love that.
Wouldn't say no. Yeah. That's a good. So
thank you, Professor Nutt.
If we can't have this superpower, we want this man to do that. Please.
I think so.
Thank you, if you're listening.
Yeah,
Professor Nutt. Thanks very much.
Bring us the pills. And that's the antidote to alcohol pill.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'd just like to clarify.
None of your
that.
Other pills.
No, we don't want those.
No. Steve, what's your superpower?
My superpower, I think this is based off of people again. Because last week I said I'd like to walk through people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it'd be amazing to make people go, like, shut people up. Just like,
are you talking about me?
No. Like mute people. Do you know when they start talking and then they just...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And you just go...
Yeah. I know a few people I'd like to do that
would be amazing.
Yeah.
And but you can still see them talking.
Yeah.
And you can't hear it. And then you just end up laughing at them.
Mm-hmm. You just like smile and nod. Yeah. Because sometimes you try to do that. You switch off, don't you? And
yes.
You just carry on going, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it'd be nice not to actually even hear
people.
The drone.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite a simple power. And I'm not bitter at all.
It's good. Yeah. Steve,
think.
It seems, is not a very nice person, it turns out.
I'm not very...
Last week he wanted to electrocute people, and this week
he wants to shut
people up, yeah.
Sounds like I'm quite a nasty person, but I'm not really.
No, he's not really.
No, not at all. So that's our superpowers of the week.
Don't forget to let us know what your superpower of the week is.
Oh, please do.
Yes. You can now follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
Now, what was our Twitter name again?
Practically... P.S. No.
Bear with me. I'll come back to this.
Right.
I'm coming back to it.
Okay. So, yes, we've also got a Facebook page.
Yes, we have.
Which people can like. And then we should really put some pictures up on Facebook.
Yeah, we will. We definitely will.
Of things that we talk about.
Yeah.
But
you could even email us at practicallysuperheroes@gmail.com.
So you can send us your powers. What powers would you like? I mean, there's all...
Oh, we are at PS Heroes.
PS Heroes, like Piss Heroes.
Yeah, Piss Heroes. It's not, it's practically superheroes. Although, judging by the last story, it sounds like we might be Piss Heroes.
Piss Heroes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's our next section for this week? Is it Urban Dictionary?
Yes.
Word of the Week.
Word of the Week.
Word of the Week. So, this week's Urban Dictionary Word of the Week is also, I think, Word of the Year, Oxford Dictionary, 2013, selfie.
Yeah, right, we need to do a selfie now then, don't we?
So, we need to do a selfie.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
You got it there.
Let me get my camera, go. Oh, Steve's got his
ready.
I've
got it, I'm going to do it. We're going to do a selfie.
He's faster with the technology.
This is terrible for a podcast. There you go.
Yeah. Excellent.
That's
there we go.
A selfie.
A classic selfie.
Selfie
we'll put that up
taken. So let me. Firstly, I'm going to read you the Urban Dictionary version of selfie.
Excellent.
Then I'm going to go.
The official.
No, yeah. Then I'm going to hit up Wikipedia because there's some interesting facts about selfies. So, a picture taken of yourself that is planned to be uploaded to Facebook, MySpace, or any other sort of social networking website. You can usually see the person's arm holding out the camera, in which case you can clearly tell that this person does not have any friends to take pictures of them. So they resort to MySpace to find internet friends and post pictures of themselves taken by themselves.
Yeah.
A selfie is usually accompanied by a kissy face or the individual looking in a direction that is not towards a camera.
Yes,
so
that's probably,
we've got to redo this selfie.
Yeah, we weren't
because
doing,
we weren't
kissy,
doing
faces.
Kissy faces. And we've got to look.
No, but we were doing another classic pose, which was the open mouth, hey, look how much fun we're having pose.
Yes.
That's what we were doing.
So we've got to do a kissy face and looking not at the camera.
Right,
so
okay, where is the camera on the phone?
It's there.
Right,
the
okay. Because so I never look at the camera anyway on the phone.
So we've got to do it. Ready? So don't look at the camera. No, don't look at the camera.
Okay.
That is not towards the camera. Ready? Okay. That's good.
It's a good one.
It's funny for us.
Yeah.
So that is the Urban Dictionary.
Right.
But
that's interesting.
Did you know that selfies date back to the early 1900s?
Really?
They actually do.
People were doing it with their box brownies.
Look at like these are quite scary. Anyone out there, Wikipedia selfie and check out the two on the right.
Okay,
look at this creepy selfie. Hold on.
My.
I'm going to.
Oh, I've seen this before, actually.
Isn't that creepy?
God. gosh.
That's a creepy selfie.
Yeah.
This old Victorian type, Edwardian type woman. And
oh,
that's even
terrifying.
Scarier.
Yeah. These look like pictures from the paranormal poppycock of the week.
That looks like a ghost over there.
Yeah, it does.
So this is not. Oh, this is really a selfie.
Yeah.
There's a selfie taken
so
1914. And she's got a box camera there. But the thing is, obviously, she doesn't really know if it's taken or not. So she looks like she doesn't know what's happened.
Is it happened? Is it done?
But the thing is,
she
it's not
like...
She looks
a bit like Tamira when she forgot her words on the X.
She does, yeah. But the thing is, they obviously you don't get these pictures, like they take however long to get developed. So you must take a selfie and be like, oh, I can't put it on Facebook now. I've got to wait 3 weeks.
Yeah, I've got to wait for them to come back from the chemist. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you take selfies, Steve?
When was our last time I took a selfie? There was a selfie on my Instagram of when I was playing. This is a long story, so I won't tell the whole story. When I was playing a turtle in a morph suit, which highlight of my career. Mm-hmm. And I had turtle makeup on and I couldn't get it off. So I took a picture of me in the mirror with my camera to indicate what a twat.
Yeah.
On two levels. One being dressed as a turtle in a morph suit with green makeup on, but also taking a selfie.
So it's more, for you, it was more not look
remember
how good
this.
I look, look how stupid I look.
Yes.
Yeah.
And remember this moment.
Yeah. That's good.
Have you taken a recent selfie other than 3 minutes ago?
I'm trying to think. Before I had the power of the, I preferred the classic selfies before you have the power of when you've got like a phone that you can like turn the camera around so it looks at you.
So when you,
so
have,
you
just
have to
a
guess.
Yes.
And it's like you're hardly ever in the picture. Like I like those
way
days.
Off.
Yeah. And like you're, you know, half of your head is in the picture and, but you're determined to try and get it in because I think it's quite often about showing off, isn't it?
Yes.
Because I do remember I took a selfie of myself in Manila, like right by the side of the pool, just going, hey, look where I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Check me out.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
to put on the, what I like to, Facebook or brag book, as I like to refer
that's
to it.
That's a good name for it, yes.
Yeah.
That is totally what it is.
Because I tend to only, like, put stuff on there when I'm bragging.
Yeah.
Like, when I look back, I think, God, I'm just a big show off.
That's what I've been doing recently. That's what don't be so dramatic. I've been saying, look at these amazing guests I've had on. I'm bragging.
I know.
It's brag book.
It is brag book, essentially,
oh my God.
Isn't it?
So true. So just quickly, just to round this up, selfies, this is Wikipedia, selfies have existed in a less persistent form roughly since the debut of the portable Kodak Brownie Box camera in 1900.
Hark at me knowing my cameras.
You did know it. The method was usually by a mirror and stabilising the camera either on a nearby object on a tripod while adjusting the focus via a viewfinder at the top of the box. That's a skill.
I mean, it's got to take a long time, those selfies.
No
wonder
they looked bored and like, didn't know if I'd got it.
Yeah.
So
we take it for granted, our selfies these days.
We do.
But it's actually the word of the year, isn't it?
It is, and it's being introduced to the Oxford English Dictionary online.
Amazing.
There you go. Selfies. That's our Urban Dictionary word of the week. What's
very
next
good.
On our list?
It's a new feature for this week.
New features.
Paranormal poppycock.
Paranormal poppycock.
That's nice.
That's it.
Did you just make that up?
Did just make that up. That is our theme tune for Paranormal Poppycock. I'm going to extract that audio and play it every single week.
Amazing. Nice.
So, I closed my eyes and everything for that as well.
Yeah, he did. He totally did. He can audition for X Factor with that.
Totally. I won't forget my words.
No.
And I will drink half a bottle of champagne before I go on.
Yeah. And some coffee as well.
Yes, of course. And Mysterious, right? This is our paranormal from the Huffington Post. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. The only reliable source on the internet. Mysterious vortex reported to street fixing website in Brighton.
I don't even know what that means.
So, a vortex.
What? A vortex.
Mysterious vortex reported.
Is this a vortex like, you're probably too young to remember this, but people might know. The adventure game. Do you remember? No, you're far too young. There was this thing called the vortex and like celebrities had to go on and cross this thing and it was like one pace to the right. It was a bit like Nightmare, but for adults, like years ago.
I think I remember.
And there was this thing that went vroom, vroom, vroom. And if they stepped on it, yes, then they were like sucked into space.
Yes, I have
like
seen
space.
That.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, that's what Vortex is for me.
So, either someone in Brighton, this is Brighton, UK, clearly, because this is HuffingtonPost.com, and they're like, Brighton, UK.
Oh.
Either someone in Brighton has been watching too much Doctor Who, or the city has a serious wormhole problem. A concerned resident recently reported that a wormhole, or vortex, had opened up on Montreal Road. A portal to other times, places and dimensions.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The local made the report to a website called Fix My Street.
Fix My Street.
I want to check that website out.
That's something that superheroes need to be dealing with. Fix My Street.
I'm going
to
open that and we'll check that out in a minute. But provided little other information for this reason. I would have investigated further, but I was concerned my little dog would be sucked into it.
Well, imagine Mr. Sizzle getting sucked into a vortex.
Exactly.
That would be devastating.
Either the alleged dimensional portal is getting worse, or people are having a lot of fun filing crank reports.
What's going on? I mean, like, are people witnessing people being sucked into a vortex? Or are they, like, suggesting that they have been to visit other zones?
Sorry, I just read the next bit. I went past the other day and it seems to have got worse. It is now emitting an unsettling yellow light and a large snake appears to be emerging from the wall.
Has he been, like, reading too much Harry Potter?
An eyewitness said, according to the Metro. Oh, there you go. That says it all.
An eyewitness saw a snake
emerging from a wall.
Now, dear. I know in Brighton there's a lot of kind of free-spiritedness goes on. There's a lot of drinking and perhaps even partaking of the odd drug or two.
Well, this is Brighton.
Is there more than one witness to this? Or
oh, let's have a look. Hogwarts, people are saying?
Hogwarts. Yeah, it does sound like Hogwarts.
If those vortexes didn't exist, I may be agreeing to not investigate. But if you're an investigator, why not do your job? Vortex locations are all over the world. And many pyramids sit directly on them. This is someone commenting on this article.
Who are these people?
I don't know. Like, the same people that have just read that article.
Yeah, I'm sorry, like... vortexes, like, are they for real? Like, is this real?
Apparently, there's one at Stonehenge.
Oh, yes, of course.
Egyptians. Jesus Christ. I've had half a glass of wine.
You need Dr. Nutt's pills.
I do. Egyptians used them for transporting.
We are in Harry Potter now. We're definitely in Harry Potter. You know, we've got that powder where they like flick it in the fire and they like appear somewhere else.
What's that?
Flu powder. Is it? Yeah, I think... This is just crazy. This is definitely puppycock.
Puppycock.
Paranormal.
It's catching. We're going crazy.
Paranormal
puppycock.
It's
poppycock. The vortex.
The vortex has sucked
us. It's getting
in.
Us.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is based on this, right? Egyptians used them for transporting, and in fact, it allowed them to have air conditioning. What the hell is this person on? Okay, and someone said below it, okay, you had me until air conditioning. Okay, yeah.
Now you're talking.
Now you're balmy.
Now you're talking.
The rest of it.
The snake, the yellow light,
totes fine.
The vortex, totally normal.
You've totally lost me.
Well, I think we can safely say that was paranormal poppycock.
For this week, indeed. Right. Next on our list. What is it? What have we got?
Have we got a conspiracy theory of the week this week?
That is that.
Okay.
The next one is complete ignoramus. Have we got that little jingle? We got the jingle.
Oh my goodness. I'm a total unprofessional mess this week.
It's all right. We'll cut this out.
I'll just have to pretend. Complete ignoramus!
And that was Jonas, Tim. Our bad impersonation. Yeah. So this week's...
complete ignoramus!
Is Lauren Harries... Is that her name?
Oh, Lauren Harries.
Now,
yes.
You sent me this story. It's quite interesting. Exclusive, this is.
Oh, exclusive.
From Daily Mail. Russell Brand denies fling with Lauren Harries, stating her claims are as fraudulent as her evaluation of Ming Fars's on Woken.
Yes. Now, Steve, do you know who Lauren Harries is?
I don't.
Now, Lauren Harries, as it's suggested there, was evaluating Ming Fars's on Woken when she was a child. Oh, sorry, when... Well, actually, she was a boy as well. So this is where it gets confusing.
Hold on. She's a boy.
She's had a sex change and she's now Lauren. Now, she was a boy, a very precocious child,
right,
who was an antiques expert. She was on every TV show. She was like a child prodigy. Yeah. Like a really irritating kind of child with like massive bouffant.
I'm seeing
curly
a picture.
Hair. Have you got the picture? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what he was famous for. And then of late years, she's become Lauren Harries. And
so, right.
She was on Celebrity Big Brother this year.
Oh, was she? Did she do well?
Yes. And in fact, it suggests that this is how she met Russell Brand, because he used to present the Big Mouth,
yes,
which was the spin-off show of Big Brother, and she was a massive Big Brother fan, and they often used to have her on the show, like talking about it.
Right.
So she's suggesting that she slept with Russell Brand. Like that, it mean
dude,
we all know that Russell Brand is a bit of a one. He's a bit of a one.
He does, yeah.
He's Russell, but I mean,
come on, man,
really. Really? He's denying it.
Okay. Because,
and he doesn't normally deny it, does he? So
no. Is she what? Is she 35?
She's had a hard life, let's just say.
Don't look 35. Also claims Alex Reed took her phone number.
Well, Alex Reed, of course, is a cross-dresser, isn't he?
He is.
Look at him there. Oh, if you haven't seen a picture of him, you have to look, because he's... He's really not an attractive woman.
Okay, so Lauren said, well, he's a mummy's boy and his mother would not like it. If his mother doesn't like it, Russell can't admit it. If he just said it was true, which it is, there wouldn't be so much fuss.
What do you think? What do you think, listeners? Do you think Russell would go that far? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, this is what he tweeted after he made the declaration. Mum, you wouldn't do it with that Lauren lady. You hardly knew him. Me, to be fair, Mum, that's not stopped me in the past. With respect to the old transgender community, I didn't have it off with the antiques kid off Woken. My favourite media lie is my favourite media lie ever, though.
Wow.
So he's denying it.
He's denying it. What an extraordinary story, though, if that was true.
Is that him, her?
That's her. Yeah, that's Lauren.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
But does it say what her name was when she was a child?
James, I think I saw. James. Yes. James Charles Harris. Harries.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. You are definitely the complete ignoramus.
Complete ignoramus
of the week. People's comments here. Even Russell Brand has standards.
Ouch.
Oh dear. So there we go. Thank you for that, Lauren. You've provided us with some mild entertainment for this week. So that's episode 2.
That's it.
That's all we've done for this week.
Yeah, we had no conspiracy theory this week. If you've got any conspiracy theories,
send them.
Yeah, let us
know. We like
a conspiracy theory.
Yes, we'll have more for you next time. Mm. And in the meantime, you can, hopefully at this point, we're on iTunes. So you can even rate us on iTunes and get us some stuff there. And yes, rate us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter.
At PS Heroes.
At PS Heroes. And like us on Facebook. And we're going to put up some pictures and bits. I've closed all the tabs down on my computer now, but I'll have to get them back up for you all.
Yes.
And we can post it on there. Okay,
that's it. Remember,
we're not superheroes.
We're practically superheroes.
Yay! Thanks everyone for listening. I'm Steve Bradley.
And I'm Abby Norman.
Bye.